This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, there's a little chuckle there. Here to help you think. Not telling you what to think, but just, you know, kind of how does it all fit together? Does it work? Does it work? They get paid by the word. Sometimes I put words together, like work and fit. It became wit. Got that, ladies? Victoria Keeling is here. Yeah, okay. Jay Kushner is here. Jennifer's off today. The bottom line when it comes to thinking about stuff that works, getting ahead in America, getting ahead. The good news is there are a lot of people who are looking to get ahead. I would be disappointed if we didn't. I think there are a lot of people who want to still kind of work off the fruit of the land, and there, you know, there's that problem. But it's just, I don't know. I think I feel better about things than I have. But I go through that. You know, my phases are sometimes daily I feel great about stuff that's going on, and sometimes I don't. The future is so uncertain for people. I mean, I think it's pretty certain for me in my age, but for younger people, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I get into that funk. I was talking to my daughter about it over the weekend. You know, what about the political realities? What about the fact that there are so many people on the planet and we can't seem to take care of them? All right, let's talk about cryptocurrency. There was a big, meeting of crypto owners over the weekend someplace, and there was a discussion about how they get things done that are good for them. It kind of like reminds me of the marijuana bunch. You know, they're trying to get legislation passed that's good for marijuana. You know, like this is unusual. Every group, the National Association of Broadcasters is always trying to get laws enacted that are good for broadcasters, right? This group, the oil industry, is always trying to get laws passed that's good for them. They're just, you name the special interest group, and they have, that's one business that's flourished like you wouldn't believe. The number of people who have started organizations in Washington to advocate and lobby for a particular position or a group, they are everywhere. And it's one of the reasons that the system is so corrupt. And that's why Citizens United got passed, so that these outfits could influence elections. And they influence them far more than you do.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Of the money that's involved. And so I'm just looking at these laws for crypto, and the lobbyists are working, because now the government wants to tax crypto. I know somebody who put $1.25 into buying crypto about 20 years ago, and it's now worth $200,000. Is it going to get taxed? No, because nobody knows anything about it. And I say, good for you, sir.
You just told everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell them who. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't do that. But anyway, I just think it's...
well, but why, I mean, if you think about it, though, this crypto thing, there are traders on Wall Street who want this, because then that allows them to actually trade crypto on Wall Street, make a profit,
right.
And that's all because it'll be taxed and regulated. A lot of people for a long time have made off with so much money that's completely untaxed. They house it in offshore accounts. It's, I don't know. I don't see.
So you
want to
know my
this.
Read on this? Here's my read. I pay my fair share of taxes. And one of the things that I say when somebody does something like that is I sort of said, good for you. And the reason I say that isn't because I want the rest of us to not, you know, be impacted by people paying taxes on stuff like that. But because there is so much waste, fraud. Now, we have the 15th coming up, and we've got to have our money in this week, or you'll get charged penalties, late fees, all that stuff. So you may not have your tax return done, but you got to have the money that's owed for last year's taxes in by the 15th. And so we start thinking at this time of year the culture of America is to get to, and as we ought to be, I hold a grudge, frankly, against the government because they're so wasteful with my money. The money that gets lost in waste and corruption, fraud, abuse. There are plenty of agencies. The Pentagon is the worst, but there are plenty of other. Most every other educational, I was thinking the educational department, which apparently is rotten to the core, with bad people doing things that are not in the best interests of the people they're supposed to be working for protecting, i.e. the students of America. So as you think about what you're going to write a check for by the 15th, maybe you've already paid into it, think about where the money is going. And then you won't be so maybe. Even people who are, get those rich bastards, they're not paying their fair share, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know about this. It seems like every 2 months there's an announcement of who the new billionaires are. This year's billionaires are, and there's like fewer of them and more of them and whatever it is. Yeah, you know, I don't really, it's interesting, sort of a gossip, but I don't, you think you're really going to pass laws that are going to really affect people that are worth $12 billion? Come on. You're not going to affect. So maybe they pay another $2 million in taxes.
Well, the problem, though, is
$10 million.
But at that level, the problem, though, is that the more money you have, the less people pay in taxes because there are loopholes and things that apply to them. Yeah. That, you know, so, yeah.
So do you begrudge the people who have money?
There's
a family in Massachusetts.
But everyone should pay their fair share.
Fidelity. Well, who determines that? Who determines what's a fair share? I think I pay my fair share.
Okay,
you pay your fair share. But
sure. But when you see billionaires, you know, because famously the taxes have been a conversation. Look at Donald Trump, right? The last tax return that was released was he paid what, $750 in tax? I mean, that's insulting.
Because he understands how to work the system.
Okay, but then but that's what I'm talking about, fair share.
Well, hasn't it been fixed? He didn't write the tax laws. Somebody else wrote the tax law. Look at, does Hunter Biden pay taxes on the $5 million that he got from the Ruskies?
Well, yes, because we all know about it.
We all know about Trump, and that didn't stop him from working the system. By the way, I saw something yesterday, and I'm loath to, I thought when I saw it, I was at the grocery store. And this woman, middle-aged woman, is driving her Chevy Impala out of the lot. And I looked at it twice because I thought, what in the world is that? There's a picture of Trump on the side of her car. Fills up the whole window. And just next to it, it has Trump's name. But a picture, a side view of him stuck on the window of the car. And, I don't know. I've been supportive of various candidates over my lifetime. But I've never seen anything quite like.
I would never put a bumper sticker on my car, let alone a picture of someone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, was that her version of like tinted windows or something?
No, it was, you could see her, and she was in the front seat driving, and the Trump picture of Trump is
that
like,
is
like
what, that's for the resale value of your car.
You take the picture off when you...
I don't understand. I feel like a lot of people who do things like that, especially in the climate that we're in now, it's just to antagonize someone to approach them. I've seen this a million times. I've seen guys walking around Target, you know, with the red Trump hats on, just staring people down, waiting for someone to say something to them, you know.
Nice hat, Fred.
It's horrible people just trying to antagonize strangers.
Well, I don't know if they're all horrible, but it's just...
There
are plenty of things that are done.
That's what I've seen.
Let's look at it from another point of view. Is it the same elsewhere? Notice this right-wing lady who's running in France against Macron, making some gains the last 2-3 weeks. What's her name? Le Pen, I think, is how you pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
So she is right. You think Trump is right of center. This woman makes Trump look like a liberal.
Well, she's had to come really back to the middle because she's run before. This is like her third or fourth attempt, and she's always been too much of a right-wing left job.
She's
now,
getting some traction, though, this time around.
They gave her a makeover. She's had, and which in France means something. So she got a makeover, and then now she's back towards trying to be more in the middle to make Macron look, you know, like he's too far to the left. So... I don't know. We'll see. It is a lot closer than anyone anticipated this time around. So if Macron loses, it says a lot.
So you're talking about Trump. J- Jared Kushner is his son-in-law, owns a lot of real estate in New Jersey.
He's my landlord.
Needed a loan. The Saudi crown prince was asked to give him a loan, and at first he said no. And then apparently he got a call from somebody, I'm not sure who it was, but you can guess. And then he decided to loan him $2 billion. Has he got
that
much real estate?
That's the thing that people don't... Oh, yeah.
What?
The Kushners are one of the, on the... Especially in the East Coast, in New York and in Baltimore, down in Florida. They are essentially slumlords. I live in... We live... He's
okay.
Our landlord.
So why do you live there if you... I wouldn't live in... If I had a thing, a beef with a guy, I would never live in a place that he owned.
I don't personally know Jared Kushner, but the reason that we moved down here, we did not find out that this was a Kushner property because they know how their name is, you know, tainted.
Right, so they
buried it.
It
was totally buried, and it wasn't until we moved here we found out that this was a place that they owned. So we don't write checks to the Kushner companies or anything like that. There's a management company that handles everything, so... To answer your question, we did not know. But we do love where we live, so you sign a deal with the devil. That's real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
But no, but with Kushner, the thing about them is that their business is so mismanaged that they have so many buildings that are just totally in the red. 666 Fifth Avenue is their most famous building. They couldn't get a loan to secure that building to save their lives. They went to the Chinese government. They went to the Saudi Arabians.
They
went
the Saudis now.
Everywhere. Yeah. And that's the reason. Look, everyone was like, oh, Jared Kushner cares so much about the Middle East. No, he doesn't. He was trying to secure a loan to keep that building, and he became really good friends with Bin Salman. I mean, that's,
you know. That's it. Dollars and cents here on the DJV program. If you get our daily download, the most recent one, as a focus on your local farmer, as we get into the growing season, think about buying your food from local farms and farmers. Much better for your health. We also have a thing on J-Lo and Ben Affleck and their relationship. Is it going up? Is the level, is she wearing a ring or not? There's that on a DJV download, a podcast. We also have the billionaires list. The usual stuff on Ukraine, picking and choosing things that are important. You can check it all out. What we've talked about during the day, summarized on the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with social media trending items. That's Jay, one of Jay's many specialties. You can always connect with us at DJV Show, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show, and always, Jay, you can find her at Jay Kushner. Kushner. Why do I want to, we were just talking about Kushner.
Not Kushner. So my,
no. Jay, no not relation. Kushner. All right. So last week we were speculating about J-Lo's ring and why she turned her ring. This reminds me of an old Elvis song. Turned the ring around on her finger. So what's on the J-Lo newsletter scene?
Yeah, she sparked engagement rumors by having that sparkly ring on her finger while shopping with her daughter and turned it around. Well, then she took to her newsletter for her fans and confirmed that she is, in fact, engaged to Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. This is the second time that they're engaged. And the ring is causing a lot of stir because it's bigger than a lot of people wanted the pink diamond to come back.
I did too.
Yeah, the first ring that he proposed with, and it was kind of one of
those
things.
Are you surprised
like,
if I don't care what color a ring is? That's surprising.
Well, you know, you're the only person who doesn't care.
Oh, of course.
Continue.
Lewis is right there.
I'm playing
hitter.
Lewis and I have already talked about it.
And Ryan, I'm sure, is very interested, right?
Ryan's probably already
heard
about it.
Very interested. Yeah, right. Okay. Go ahead.
But yeah, it's bigger than the last ring. It's green, which is one of her lucky colors that she has said. She's had a lot of success when things surrounding green. She has some green accents in her home.
The color
she
of
has
money.
Art. Remember yes. that green dress? The
that
Versace
green dress, yeah.
dress? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, and there's a lot of experts. It's an 8.5 carat natural green diamond. It's believed to be a natural green diamond. It hasn't really fully come out.
Somebody dropped it into
a glass
of green champagne.
Anyway, all right, Captain Curmudgeon, we're talking diamonds here. This is serious. Has anyone ever heard of a green diamond before this? Because I haven't.
I had no idea it existed, and that's what a couple diamond professionals and CEOs have come out and said, that it's super rare. This could be anywhere from $5 million to $10 million. It could be over $10 million. One diamond expert said that the hue could have been, while it could be a natural green diamond, then it's treated with a special technique of, like, high temperature and stuff, which really makes the color pop. So it could be something along those lines. And there's also the it could be a peridot. That's Ben's birthstone. It looks exactly, it's the same color of a peridot,
no,
so maybe it's not
a
diamond.
You don't realize what actually happened.
No, the jeweler, the Beverly Hills.
He did say it's a diamond.
Diamonds. Yeah, they confirmed all the details about
it.
It was a piece of
cubic zirconium that got dropped into a glass of dishwasher that was green.
This is how romantic he is. That's how we know. That's how you would propose.
Oh my God, what a waste of money! This is
a
ridiculous way to waste money. What? Imagine what good he could have done with that $5 million, giving it to some charity. Let's help the Ukrainians.
That is true. That is true.
Whatever. It's better wasting it on. We all know that she's hot for him and he's hot for her. Great. Go get married. Get a motel room. Do whatever. But what do you need to spend that money on? Unbelievable! All that money. On this green diamond.
How do you really feel?
Those starving people in America and elsewhere are going.
All right, that is true. And now you make it.
$5 million. 8.5 carat. Yeah. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other yesterday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
The Department of State has ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China, to leave on Monday in response to surging COVID-19 cases and China's tightening pandemic restrictions. The 26 million residents of Shanghai are being forcefully locked down. Chinese officials say lockdown measures will be lifted in areas with no new cases in the past 14 days following another round of testing. Department of Labor will release its monthly consumer price index this morning. Experts are expecting a surge in inflation. USA Radio News.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden on Monday announced a new measure to expand the definition of a firearm to include ghost guns. Those are guns made with 3D printer technology.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies. They were given the money, they can do it. Spend it.
The Windows 11 taskbar is staying locked in place on the next Windows operating system, at least for the time being. While many have complained about the inability to move the taskbar on Windows 11, the company does not plan to give people the option to reposition it anytime soon. Windows Core Experiences at Microsoft recently announced the reason the taskbar is not adjustable, and the argument that moving the UI element would be a large undertaking. WCE also said the fact that the feature is not in high demand is another reason. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the ever-pleasant and important DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jen is off today as we welcome in another week, another exciting time to talk about things that surprise you, things that matter to you. Have you checked out what's going on in the world? Hello? What is going on in the world? Tiger Woods, people are talking about him. He didn't win the Masters, but he did complete a pretty miraculous comeback. Did you watch any of that video, ladies? Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw some of it yesterday. The new guy, Scheffler.
Who won. 25 years old.
Yeah, he had never played before in the Masters, and he won handily, and he hit... I happened to be flipping through the channels, and I landed on, which is probably one of the best shots of his entire life. It was an unbelievable chip shot that went right in. It was incredible. So he certainly deserved to win. But I think everybody
Scheffler is his name.
Yeah, I think everybody loved to see Tiger. He finished in 47th place, but still, he almost lost a leg, and they didn't know if he'd walk again. So it's pretty incredible to come back to that level.
People are also talking about the death of the quarterback of the Steelers. Dwayne Haskins was killed when he was hit by a dump truck when he was walking on the highway where he lived there in South Florida. Well, he was just out acting. It was like doing some exercise, right? Wasn't he walking or running or something?
No one seems to know what he was doing on that road. He had to cross through traffic, and he got hit, and he was killed instantly. So I think that's still under investigation. Maybe he was drunk. I don't know. I think it was early Saturday morning. You probably actually saw him play. He was the quarterback at Ohio State a couple years ago.
I was there. Freezing, horrible day that I went there. Yeah,
I know you didn't pay much attention to the game, but you saw him play.
Yeah,
he broke records.
He's only 24.
Lousy. This week is Easter week, right? This week is Ramadan week, and then we have Passover. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at some of the ways the pandemic has changed Easter, Passover, Ramadan. Think about it for a second. And more specifically to my Jewish friends who have had their Seder transformed, it's much more intimate than it used to be. I remember when I had Jewish girlfriends, I used to go, you know, into their family's homes, and I didn't understand what was going on a lot of it because it was all spoken. It was all Hebraic, but I remember eating the bread, and it was awful. That I remember.
The matzah? Yeah, it's a plain cracker.
But you know what? Matzo ball soup is good. You ever had matzo ball soup? Matzo ball,
of
maybe it's the chicken broth or whatever it's cooked in. It's very, very good.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, what did COVID, and you both will celebrate Easter this weekend, right? Isn't Easter this coming? Yeah, this coming Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
So how is your celebration of maybe Christmas and Easter changed since the Passover? Since the Passover, good. Since the pandemic?
Well, what's first changed? We didn't have a Christmas. We exchanged gifts in the driveway of my parents' house. So this past Christmas was a normal Christmas. It's only just the six of us anyway. And then for Easter this Sunday, we don't celebrate. Lewis and I don't celebrate Easter, but my parents do. And so they're going to come over here. We're going to go out to dinner.
So that's nice. But there are, think about what has been done. When you think about your faith, if you have strong faith, has this strength, had the experience of the pandemic, whether you're Jewish or whether you're Christian or whether you're Muslim, has your faith increased because of what happened in the pandemic? Did you get closer to your families? Did you think about what you were doing, or did the pandemic make you think about what this is all about? I guess I remember, because I have studied all the major religions. And when I was in college, I was one of my sub-minors was religion. The prof fascinated me, so I took every course that he offered. And most of them were about various religions. Many of them were political science and religion. And I remember learning the Talmud, the remembrance of God's deliverance of the Jews from Egypt. It was supposed to be something that was joyful. And then it became, you know, like a lot of other Jewish celebrations, very serious because of what went on in World War II. The Jewish religion changed markedly. If you've studied the history of the Jewish religion, it changed markedly as a result of World War II. And so I fast forward to today, what's going on in Ukraine with all the Jews that are being killed there. And one wonders if that will once again change the Jews, the Jewish religion. Because it really is having, think about what people, if you know folks who are Jewish, what they're saying in the Seder, what are the prayers on Friday night, that sort of thing. It's been, I don't know, I just look at, sometimes some of my friends who are Jewish had 30, 40, 50 people, or at least they did before the pandemic. That's, you know, pretty much changed. But at any rate, I just think it's something to think about. Why are you celebrating Easter? Do you really, it sort of reminds me of some other holidays when we miss the real meaning of it because it's all been watered down, washed away, whatever, conventionalized. But Passover is a very serious time. Easter is a joyous time for Christians because Christ came out of the tomb and went wherever he went. So the rebirth of the hope that it gives you, and not to be a cynic, but one of the things about Easter that I like most were obviously the Easter eggs. Just little jelly
that
Easter
candy?
Eggs they used to get at Christmas. I mean, Easter, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
like the Cadbury Easter cream eggs?
Yes.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is nuts. I found, not to derail the serious religion talk here, but I will
no,
for
ahead.
1 second.
All right, no, go
if
ahead.
If you are in Canada, I reach out to us on social media and let me know if the Cadbury cream egg McFlurry at McDonald's is as good as it looks, because it's only available in Canada, and it
really?
Looks incredible. I saw some people over the weekend, some celebrities that I follow who are in Canada filming things, and they were trying them. Oh, my gosh. It looks unbelievable. Ice cream plus a Cadbury cream egg? Yes, please.
This is the 3,331st year of Passover. So you imagine what sort of this is very important to very Orthodox Jews especially. But I just, the Passover Seder, the children coming into a lot of bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs this time of year as well. It just is, it's very interesting to see how various, these are tribes. We're all, this is, religion is tribal. We have the Protestant tribe and then the sub-tribes, the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Congregationalists, the whatever's, the Unitarians, Episcopalians, then you got the Catholics, and there's the Roman Catholics, and then there are the regular Catholics. I don't think the Irish consider themselves to be Roman Catholics, even though the Romans were, they took over the British Isles, and that's probably where the religion seemed to really kind of settle in. Didn't it, Victoria? When you go back to that time of the Romans conquering pretty much all of the, what is now the British Empire, there were, you know, there were a lot of, and the, there were over the years, I think I'm hesitating a little because I'm pulling this out of my college memory, from how many years ago? This would have been when I was about 20. So this is a 55-year-old memory that I'm trying to pull out of my head here. I'm just going to, there's a website called, Passover Haggadah. And it's, you know, you look at it and there have been a lot of people since the Holocaust who have died in the name of the Jewish religion, hundreds of thousands of them, that had nothing to do with war, just that there have been so much prejudice against Jews over the years. There always has been prejudice against Jews, more so than any other religion. And remember, what happened if you didn't become a Christian back in the Inquisition, you got killed. So there was plenty of prejudice against people who were pagans. That's where the term pagans came from. And the Catholics went in and found out what all the pagan, where all the pagan celebrations were, and they just stole them. They made them their own. You know, every single major Christian holiday was a pagan holiday before it was a Christian holiday. And then you got to wonder, okay, so where did, because all of the religions started in Jerusalem, the major religions, and they all started because of people disagreeing. I mean, think about the history of religion. It's all about disagreements with a certain thought. You know, was Jesus the Messiah? You know, some people, the Jews will tell you no. The Christians will tell you, yeah, still the same guy. You know, and how does, when you get right down to believing what Muhammad said, and you know, the, all the stuff about the about that religion, when in fact, if you walk around, this is one of the, this is something, go to Disney World and then go to Jerusalem, walk around the city of Jerusalem, if you have any religious or historical interest at all, to think that all of the three major religions all were born of the same family basically and in the same place, and because there were disagreements, think about disagreements you've had with your family and what happens. These were all disagreements among basically the core tribes that lived in Jerusalem. And so one of them went the Jewish way, one of them went the Christian way, and one of them went the Muslim way. But the roots of all of them are the same. And look at where over the centuries we've gone. Instead of everybody more or less believing in the same thing, you know, how many wars have been fought over this kind of nonsense? Millions and millions, truly, I mean, probably hundreds of millions, if not more, people have been killed in the name of religion, which all started in the same basement. Yeah, really, truly. It is, when you study this stuff, it's flabbergasting how many people have killed other people because they didn't believe in what the killers believed in. So, I mean, it's very sobering. And this is the time, again, a little philosophical, but this is the time of year, very rare, when Passover and Ramadan and Easter come in the same week. I can't remember the last time it happened, frankly. Can you, any of you ladies, remember? Either of the two of you?
I think, the only reason I know this is because there was a story that we did, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about, I think it's been 10 years since, and this was about the Israeli and Palestinian, you know, unrest, and they've got Ramadan and Passover in the same time, and so there was an uptick in interest in the region because of the potential conflict. So that's the only reason I think I read that it had been 10 years since those dates lined up.
Maybe another way of putting this is most all of us would get along were it not for people who were seeking power over us. Most all of us would have we wouldn't care about what the other person thought unless somebody taught us, like the Catholic hierarchy told you that the Catholic Church was the one true religion. And there are plenty of people who are in the Jewish religion. Yep, it's the one true religion. I hesitate to say it's nonsense, but it kind of is when you think about it. 48 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many people ease.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
No, nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like Max Cushioning and Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what? I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To try to sing or not? Yes or no?
No.
No! Listen to that. Aha! All right, time for us to be inspired by the man of the moment, but some very important, it's good, strong, nice news from Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tommy and Leslie Segretti do the program every weekend. Then there's the newsletter, the Money Pit podcast, and we have questions for Tom from our listeners. Bob says that he has a cat door window insert, wants to build a medium-sized catio.
Catio.
So, how does he build a catio on his patio or under his patio or beside the house or whatever for his cat that goes in and out of the door?
Yeah, I mean, he's committed to this project. He wants to know how to attach it to the house. He wants to know if he could nail or screw through the vinyl siding. Really bad idea, Bob. And, you know, frankly, these catios are pretty inexpensive. You can buy some pretty nice ones for, I dare to say, less dug than the coffin.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. Are you telling me that there are people like the Home Depot who are selling things called catios?
You know, I don't. It's funny, you can Google that term, and they do come up, and they come up along with catios. It's kind of like a little bit like a miniature chicken coop, you know, when you can buy those for those that keep chickens at
in
home.
The backyard.
These are, you know, they're kind of like wire-framed, like a wire-framed miniature house where all kinds of ramps and different things inside for the cats to entertain themselves. But what I would do is I would set that opposite the window. I would put a small ramp from the cat door that's in the window to the catio entrance and not try to attach it, because if you try to attach it, it's not going to end well for your siding or your house when it leaks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Think about we're putting a porch onto the apartment behind the barn.
Yeah.
We have a couple of porches that we tore down from an old building, and I'm trying to make one good porch out of the two.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about, well, how am I going to get it up, because it's about the door
way above the garage in the apartment is like 12, 13 feet. So I got to get, I have to figure out like two loaders and lift the thing up equally on either side and then get the poles underneath it, and you got to have the sonar tubes and yeah.
So this sounds more like a porch than a deck.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
Like a deck, more
well,
than a deck than the
kind
porch.
Of both. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I may call on you to come up and visit me for a weekend.
Oh yeah, strategically.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. What's on the next episode of the Money Pit podcast that people seem to be flocking to because there's just so much information? What do we have?
Step-by-step tips to build your own fire pit, Doug. I mean, fire pits are a popular thing for spring.
Yeah.
And it is definitely a project you can build yourself.
Is this something I'm working with some folks who are going to develop? We're developing what we call an agri-hood, which is a residential neighborhood built around a farm. Instead of, you know, like the golf courses you build around that, this is around a farm. And we've been thinking about putting fire pits in with each house because they seem to be so popular these days. Rather than using, well, just go buy a grill, you put in a fire pit. Does that add value to the house?
You know, I'm not so sure that we have any data on adding a fire pit, but it sure is a fun thing to have. And I know that folks love to expand their outdoor spaces. Now, if you're building these homes from scratch, I think you got to be careful about, you know, what kind of fire pit you're probably going to put in. You're probably going to put one in that's, dare I say, a gas fire pit built into the deck or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about in the show is how do you build one for a real fire pit like you see when you go camping, you know. And the number one mistake people make when they build these is they build them too close to the house.
All right, burn the house down.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've seen them when I was a home inspector. I used to see this very distinctive burn patterns in vinyl siding when you had a grill or a fire pit too close. It was you know, it was sort of like arched, and you could see where the siding would shrink when it got too hot from the radiant heat.
All right, I see in the Money Pit newsletter there's something about getting rid of the thousand leggers. Those are between the walls. They got to be everywhere, right? These
creepy, really freaks people out. Yeah.
Right.
100 leggers or 1,000 leggers, people call them. They're really technically known as a centipede or a millipede. And they do get into those damp, wet spaces, and they propagate. And, boy, they get to be everywhere. The thing is, they're not really harmful.
Can you spray them? What do you do for a spray?
Yeah, you can. First of all, you can physically seal gaps and cracks, and then you could use an insecticide for the centipedes. There's a spray foam insecticide that comes with like a straw-like applicator, and you can spray it in those gaps and those cracks, and that will help to reduce the population.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter/podcast, 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. For those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.